This programme was made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland.
Handball has been a popular Dublin sport since the GAA was founded in 1884, and today na Fianna in Glasnevin is one of the country's top clubs. Cliona Daly was our guide to what lay behind the three walls of a handball alley.
There was no escaping the Fianna for me, I suppose, really. From a very early age, I was over in the club because I was brought up here on Movey Road, the road that the club is on. I played handball from about the age of 10 or 11. During the summer in particular, we'd be in and out of the alley, out to the hurling pitch, back in again, over for tea and back over again. So it was very much a casual pastime for us. And then as we got a little bit older, we took it a bit more seriously and we went in for some competitions and that.
Some of today's players are in their 60s and 70s, but they still love the game.
We all played against the end of the school. It was really one wall in those days. And the alley was built at three walls. And Mick O'Brien here, myself and others, we played a good lot there. And then I remember at night time, when it would be getting dark, lads used to have flash lamps and they'd shine them in on the alley so that you might have a bit of light to play.
I'm in the na Fianna clubhouse with Pat Ryan, Frank Daly and Mick O'Brien. Why do you love it so much?
Every muscle is in action. You use both your arms, both your legs. It's well known American astronauts actually trained on handball. Boxers like Muhammad Ali played handball. Jimmy Jacobs was a world champion boxer and he was a world champion handballer. That's going back. And you've DJ Carey, you've a lot of famous hurlers play handball because it's great exercise, good for coordination.
Nowadays it's the best of 3 games to 21. I've been to a game, the All-Ireland Senior Semi-Final, two years ago in Mullingar. The best of 3 games took 2 hours and 55 minutes. So it took the guts of 3 hours to play 3 games to 21. Years ago, it was the best of 9 games. And then it went to the best of 7 games, the best of 5 games. So I believe some games would start, might start at 5 o'clock and they could be continued the following day. They went on that long. They were like marathon games. Yeah, but you wouldn't have to.
When I played minor in my club in Tipperary, I was St. Patrick's Day. I played minor doubles and it went to 3 games. And our club junior players, one of them was injured, and I had to step in and play a junior match afterwards. And it was the best of 5 games. So I played 8 games in one day. But we won them all right. And unfortunately, I was playing in the singles final on the following Sunday. That was a Thursday. I wasn't able to move because there's too many games, you know.
We never warmed up like players now. You see them a half an hour maybe, and we're old-fashioned. And we've never had any injuries, touch wood, and we're still playing. But we hit the ball around a few times, and off you went. But there was no warming up like warming up now. Maybe it's good, maybe it's better. I'm more of the old style, you know.
So what do the kids think about all this?
It helps me with my football and stuff.
I do it because it helps my hurling and that kind of stuff in tennis.
I play handball because it's a challenging sport and it's really fun.
I like handball because it's really fun. That's it.
And what have you got in your hand there?
A handball and my goggles.
Why do you wear goggles?
To protect your eye from the ball.
I play handball because it's good enjoyment and it helps you with all the other sports you do.
I play handball because I like the speed of it and it keeps your hand-eye coordination very fast.
I like handball because it involves everyone in the sport, not just people who are good at it, but everyone else as well.
And how many people would be playing together?
In a doubles team it would be 2, or in a singles team it would be 1.
I play handball because it's a grand way to keep fit, and the people that you meet are grand and they're nice people, I suppose. You get good friends with them.
Some of the older junior players take the game a little more seriously.
Hi, I'm Katrina.
And you're on the Leinster team, aren't you?
Yeah, me and Rachel are going to be playing in the final in a few weeks.
Hi, I'm Rachel. I like handball because I've made a lot more new friends now, and exciting because you get to learn new hand-eye coordination and new skills.
And what's the hardest thing about playing handball?
probably not hitting somebody else because it's quite a small area, so if you hit someone, you can, it's quite sore.
I saw some of the people playing, they were wearing goggles.
Yeah.
They look like goggles to me.
Yeah, that's so the ball doesn't hit your eye because it's quite painful.
All Ireland finals have been played here in the Fianna, the over age and different grades, haven't they?
Novices
grade, All Ireland finals we have all last year. We got all the Leinster competitions here and All Ireland finals, and senior All Ireland matches as well. So it was quite a big undertaking here last year with the handball.
Many of these kids are learning one wall handball in schools and junior clubs now.
One wall is against, there's a line marked out in the wall, a box, and two lines along the ground, and they play against the wall, and the ball has to bounce within the lines.
There's no side walls or back walls.
So you can play it against the gable end of a house, or you can play it anywhere at all.
That was the original game. People played against the gable ends of factories and schools like we did. But then it progressed on to become...
But I also think 40 by 20, the international game was kind of taken over here to the detriment of our own game, the 6x30, but of recently there's been about 10 or 12 alleys built new in the country, 60x30s. There's one up in Leitrim, I know there's one or two down around Waterford, so I think the 60x30 is making a resurgence as well, which I hope, because it is our true game. The game was changed because people travelled abroad, they made a smaller alley and they devised different rules. For to play that game 12 years ago, there was probably only about 9 countries taking part in the World Championships. And this year I believe there's 37.
And down the road from na Fianna, I found that familiar three-walled shape poking over the wall of Clontarf Garda Station. I went in to ask Garda Sean Ward if it was what I thought it was.
That's a handball alley. It has been here since, I think, since shortly after the station was built, or maybe at the same time. But it was here when I came in 1983, and we used to play handball in it, soccer, and some of the lads that were inter-county hurlers at the time, there was a lad called Con Keaton here. He was on the Limerick panel in 1983. He played hurling in the handball alley, knocking slitter against the wall and hitting it before it hit the ground. So it has been a major part of the station, like, for sporting events. Same brick is in it as in the station. You know, there doesn't seem to be a newer brick in it now, but I couldn't tell you when it dates to, but I would presume it is. It's listed anyway, nothing can be done with it. There was a plan put forward maybe that it would be turned into a storeroom for a property that came into the station here, because the central stores in Kevin Street was closed down. But we couldn't do anything with it because it's listed buildings.
It's in perfect condition.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, the workmanship is fantastic. It's still as good now as it was, you know, say 20 years ago. Like, and while there is a lot of cars now stored in it for their subject to court cases and stuff like that, there was a time when it was empty, and the flooring and the walls and everything are still perfect in it. You know, say about 1987 was the last time that there was organised games in it. You know, it was a perfect place, like, to play indoor soccer or handball or whatever. You know, some guys would be out there with tennis rackets hitting balls off the wall. So it was a multi-purpose situation.
And of course, the north side is home to the heart of GAA handball in Croke Park.
I am Chris Curran. I'm the Chief Executive Officer for GAA Handball Ireland. GAA Handball Ireland are a unit of the GAA, and we are an association which looks after, organises, administers, promotes and develops the sport of handball all over Ireland. In the same manner as the GAA, we have a large number of clubs, a body of clubs in excess at the minute of 220 clubs. We have in excess of 15,000 registered members. Handball's there in the, within the GAA since 1884, in the same manner as hurling and football. And handball has always been very strong. In fact, it was probably one of the strongest sports in Ireland in the 1930s, 1940s. At that stage, it was open courts all over Ireland, dotted around the landscape. A lot of them just single walls. So we're, and in many ways, what we're saying is handball's nearly come full circle again. It was hugely successful with single walls, the one-wall game at that stage. It developed into 60 by 30 softball and hardball. And from that, we've had 40 by 20 handball introduced, and now one-wall handball is probably playing a major part in the reintroduction of the lifting of the profile of the game. In Dublin has always been very good in terms of the passion and the commitment behind the scenes. Probably the structures within the county itself, it's something that has to be looked at, and in terms of the development in particular of the courts and that within Dublin and the facilities available to them. There would be some excellent clubs, the likes of Nafina in particular would be a very, very good club in the county and would be recognised as a very significant club all over Ireland. In addition to that, you would have a player like Owen Kennedy, who has been one of recognised as one of the greatest handlers ever. So he is actually currently still going strong. He just missed out on doing 8 in a row of All-Ireland senior titles last year. So in terms of players, there's a lot of young players coming through. So it's a county very much that's continuing to develop.
This would have pleased Sean Clerkin. Sean was one of the founders of Nafianna back in 1955. He was a passionate advocate for handball and remained an inspiration for younger players until his death in 2011. Thanks to his family, we have a recording here of Sean talking to Cliona Daly.
Since the day I started playing handball in Nafianna, the one name I always heard along the way was Sean Clerkin.
Okay.
And I know a bit about how Nafianna started and a bit about handball started, but I'd just like to hear from your point of view, I suppose.
And okay.
Whatever it is you want to talk about in that way.
There was a handball alley in the Boot Inn in Ballymun. That's up.
Yes, I know. Back at the airport.
Pardon?
The back of the airport.
Yeah. There was a handball alley there. There was a handball alley. A handball alley out in Clondalkin. And then there was handball alleys, believe it or not, in Ashtown, Lusk, Terenure. Probably be floods of Terenure. That was a great favourite place. That was a covered in alley.
Mm-hmm.
That was even back in the years now at that stage.
They would all have been 60 by 30s. Mm? They would all have been 60 by 30s then, I presume.
Oh, yeah.
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 And mostly open.
Exactly. Oh, exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Because there was that, and then there was Clondalkin and the castle over in Dublin Castle. That was a great favourite. I wrote an article every week, cleaning for the Evening Press, the Irish Times, and the Gaelic Weekly. It was nearly a full-time job of me. You had to reach deadlines, you know. And I did it for 25 years, and I was tired out then, so I gave it up when I was 75. We organised a walk. A walk used to be a good way of raising money then. We were dressed as the Fianna people of old. And I got a load of two Irish wolfhounds off a man out in Ballybacher. And we'd only gone about a half a mile when he sat down and wouldn't get up again.
Football or hurling or any of those, a mentor could take a team on for 3 or 4 years and then decide to pass them on to somebody else, and chances are there'll be somebody there who'll take up the reins. But in handball, it tends to be a few people within the club, and really once you're in, it's very hard to get out, because you know that if you don't keep it going, there may not be someone who can step into your shoes so easily.
And is that something you resent a little bit?
There's times when you'd like to take a break, but no, because there's so much you get out of it. And you see, all you have to do is look at the kids and what they're getting out of it. And at the end of the day, sport is so important for keeping kids off the streets, doing stuff, giving them an interest. And I always say, when you show your kids handball, you're not just showing them handball, you're showing them a way of life.
This programme was made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland.